We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Subscribe and turn on notifications for more intense romance stories.
My hands trembled as I carried the silver tray down the hallway. It felt like an endless journey to his office. Everyone here feared Don Niccolo Morelli, the Mafia King. Miss Beatrice, the house manager, had warned me the first day I arrived, never make him repeat himself, never disobey, never be disloyal, never be late. And today, my first day serving him directly, I'd already broken one of those rules. I was late. I hurried quickly in my footsteps. I'd been here 3 weeks, cleaning rooms, serving food to his men who barely noticed me. I liked it that way. Being invisible kept me safe. That meant I wasn't going to get into any sort of trouble. But now I was outside his office. I felt nervous. I balanced the tray in one hand and knocked softly. "Come in." His deep voice reached me through the door. My heart raced. I turned the knob and stepped in. The room was huge and dark-themed. A shelf of weapons was on display, including ropes, knives, and even guns. I swallowed hard, already terrified just being there. At the center stood a desk bigger than my bed, covered with papers, and behind it sat him. He didn't look up at first. His dark hair was pushed back, his jaw rough with stubble. He wore a black suit with his shirt slightly open at the collar, and his strong hands held a pen over the papers. My feet froze. "Coffee." On the desk. His voice rolled through me. I forced myself forward. One step, then another. My hands shook as I placed the tray down. The cup rattled against the saucer. Then he looked at me. Our eyes met. Time stopped. His gaze was unwavering, like he was trying to figure me out. My plain uniform and worn shoes suddenly made me feel embarrassed. It was like he was analyzing me, like he saw me, every part of me. "What's your name?" he demanded, stern but strangely appealing at the same time. "Amira Queen?" My voice came out barely there. He leaned back, still staring at me. "Amira Queen." He repeated it like he liked calling my name. My knees weakened. "Yes, sir." "How old are you?"
30.
His eyes didn't leave mine.
"You're new here?"
"Yes, sir. 3 weeks." His expression hardened.
"Then you know the rules. Why the fuck are you late, Amira Queen?"
I froze. My body shook. I dropped to my knees. "I'm so sorry, sir." His chair creaked. For a moment, there was silence. Then his voice softened, almost like it surprised him, too.
"Get up."
I lifted my eyes slowly. His face changed to curiosity, confusion even, like he didn't know what to do with me. He sighed.
"How am I going to punish you, Amira?"
I swallowed, my throat dry. "I'm ready for whatever punishment you decide. Please don't fire me, sir." He studied me too long, and I felt naked under his stare. Then his lips curved, and danger flashed in his eyes. "I want you in my dark room by 7 tonight. If you're late again..." He didn't finish. He didn't have to. His look said enough. My knees trembled. "Yes, sir." I didn't dare object. Of course, everybody knew about Don Niccolo's darkroom, the one nobody else but him ever went to, and now he wanted me there. The way he looked at me sent shivers down my spine. I nodded quickly, grabbed the tray, and turned for the door. My heart pounded so hard it hurt.
just before I could leave, his voice caught me again. Amira. I stopped. Yes, sir?
Be there. The words sank into my skin. Yes, sir.
When I closed the door, I leaned against the wall, clutching my chest. My breath came fast, uneven. I couldn't stop thinking about him. I walked back down the hall, the silver tray still in my shaking hands, but no matter how far I went, I could still feel his eyes on me. Whatever waited for me in the dark room tonight was a punishment I couldn't escape. And soon, it was time. I made sure I was right outside the dark room as the clock struck 7 p.m. I knocked. My hand shook. This morning, I had brought him coffee late, and now I had to pay for it. Come in. I pushed the door open. My breath caught. There were paintings everywhere, canvases stacked against walls, paint smell filled my nose, and him. No shirt, his chest bare, muscles carved deep, 6 lines down his stomach, hair messy like he'd been running his hands through it. Heat rushed to my face, my fingers curled into fists. I wanted to touch him. God, I wanted to touch him so badly. He saw, and his lips curved up. His eyes moved over me, taking in every part of me, even though I was still wearing my maid dress. It's time for your punishment, he commanded. You'll be my muse. My heart pounded. What? Strip. The air left my lungs. What? His eyes went dark. I never repeat myself, Amira. A growl rumbled in his chest. Make me do that, and there will be consequences. My chest rose and fell, fast. And then he turned away. It seemed like he softened. I'm a merciless man. He stared at the wall. But I will never force a woman if she's not comfortable. There are other ways I can punish you. Tomorrow morning, you report to my office. That will be your new duty post. You can leave. My fingers found my dress buttons and opened them until the dress dropped to the floor. He spun around. His eyes widened. His mouth opened slightly. I stood in my underwear, my arms wrapped around myself. He smiled, like he'd given me a gift, like he'd surprised me completely. Take it all off, he whispered. His eyes never left me. I froze. I gave you a chance to escape me. Another growl, but his eyes drank in my curves. Watched my hands covering myself. You chose this. I've never had sex before. The words tumbled out. My face burned. I wouldn't know how to please you. He went still. A 30-year-old virgin. Your boyfriends have been out of their goddamn minds. Or maybe you're a nun. No. I shook my head. Then why are you still a virgin? Stepped closer. No boyfriend in his right mind would ever see a woman like you and let you go intact. I had one boyfriend. We didn't get that far. He got a job in another city. Soon he stopped calling. Fire blazed in his eyes. If I were him, I'd touch you the minute you said yes to me, and I'd never let you go, not for anything in the world. My knees weakened. But I have other plans. He walked to a canvas and sat, picked up a brush, dipped it in paint. I want to paint you, all of you. Spare nothing. My face went hot. He thought I wanted to sleep with him. I'd embarrassed myself. I told myself I only undressed because I feared his anger, not because I had thought about him all day, not because I couldn't stop picturing him. But I was crushing on the mafia boss. My hands shook as I unhooked my bra. I covered myself. He smiled. His brush moved. His eyes went from me to the canvas, back to me, back to the canvas. Hours passed. My legs trembled, then shook. This was punishment. My knees gave out. He caught me. Then he wrapped a blanket around my shoulders. His arms lifted me. He carried me to the bed. He stared at me. Like he couldn't look away. Like something had struck him in the heart, like he wanted to take me right there. I saw it in his eyes, the want, the hunger. Then he blinked, stepped back. Good job. His brush moved. Your punishment is complete. Don't be late tomorrow. I thought that was only if I didn't do this one. He laughed. Correct. But now you questioned me. You've scored your second punishment in 24 hours. He laughed. I pulled on my maid dress. My legs barely held me as I walked back to my room. The next morning, I went to the kitchen for Don Niccolo's coffee.
Three maids blocked my path. Why didn't you get fired? What were you doing in Don Niccolo's darkroom for hours? Questions hit me from all sides. He should have broken your dry bones. Maria, one of the three maids, snapped. Miss Beatrice, the house manager, appeared. And I thought she'd help me, but she joined them. Who do you think you are for Don Niccolo to say he only wants you serving him? Her eyes narrowed. You're going to get in bigger trouble. They held me there, talking, accusing, warning me to keep my mouth shut.
By the time they let me go, I was late again. I ran to Don Niccolo's office, my heart hammered. His eyes found mine, amused. You're late again. You're doing this on purpose, aren't you? I swear I'm not Don Niccolo. He took my hand and led me out. The other maids watched, smiling and happy. But he didn't take me to the dark room. He took me into his beautiful...
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Full and gigantic bedroom. The doors shut behind us. My throat went dry. He walked to the wall, lifted something, and turned it around. It was a portrait of me, naked, my hands covering myself. He stepped behind me, his arms wrapped around me. Now I'll always have you beside me, permanently. Heat flooded my face. I ran. It was another morning. I arrived early and placed Don Niccolo's coffee on the desk. I kept my eyes down. He stood. Then he walked to me and wrapped his hand around mine. Why did you run off? I stayed silent. It's okay. You can speak freely. No punishment. I'm not some object you'd use for your fun or pleasure. The words exploded out of me. You had me standing for hours, showing off that you have a naked painting of me? My face burned. I stormed out in anger. I knew I was definitely going to get punished again for my actions, but I felt too hurt to care. That evening, a bodyguard appeared at my door. Don Niccolo has summoned you. Fear gripped me as I followed him to the garden. There were candles everywhere. A table set with food, flowers. Like it was supposed to be a date. My breath caught. What's going on? I breathed. I'm sorry, sir. I should have never talked out of turn. Please forgive me. His hand touched my lips, stopped the words. I have never apologized for anything in my entire life, nor have I had the need to, until you. What? I'm sorry I made you feel embarrassed. I'm used to having anything I want, no matter the cost. I didn't think my desire for you, to have a part of you, was going to hurt you. Desire for me? He chuckled. Then he led me to sit. From the moment you walked into my office, you took my breath away. More like I lost my logic. His eyes burned into mine. And I'm not used to feeling that way, this way. So you didn't bring me here to punish me. The only punishment I want to give you is to touch you in every sinful way possible. Heat rushed to my face. That painting, your face is the last thing I want to see before going to bed. It reminds me of you. I wanted to paint you from the first time I saw you. Your beauty is a work of a perfect artist. Thank you, I murmured. And I... You don't have to say anything you're not required to. I never fraternize with my employees. I was merely trying to say, don't feel hurt. That's all. He stood. Do not report to my office again, or ever come to the dark room, or my room, or anywhere near me. Enjoy your meal. And just like that, he walked away. I sat there alone, staring at the food, the candles. How could he tell me all these things only to leave me by myself? The weeks went fast. The Moretti Mansion prepared for a big event. Everyone worked. Cleaning, cooking, decorating. And every time Don Niccolo passed me, he looked right through me, as if I didn't exist, as if I were invisible. I could tell he was putting so much effort into keeping me near him, yet forcing himself not to look at me. And when he did, the longing in his eyes was impossible to hide. He wanted me. So now he was avoiding me on purpose. But why? And for some reason, I was scared to admit it. It tortured me. Finally, the night the Moretti family had been preparing for, a mafia dinner. And soon, mafia families filled the dining room. Expensive suits, glittering jewels, dangerous eyes. I moved between tables, serving drinks. One of the mafia heads, Stud, raised his glass. Congratulations to our uniting families in the most perfect, powerful union. To Don Niccolo and my daughter Francesca, who will be getting married in 60 days. The room erupted. Cheers, applause. My hands went numb. He went from confessing his desire for me, to avoiding me, to proposing to another woman. Liquid spilled, covered the white tablecloth. I'm sorry, the words barely came out. You're so clumsy, Francesca glared. Get out before you ruin my night anymore. I jerked away and walked off as fast as I could. But I didn't know Don Niccolo had followed me to the garden. Amira, he called my name, and my knees went weak. I turned away. I blinked hard, but the tears wouldn't stay back. Have you been crying? He asked, like he cared about me. Did anyone hurt you? I swear I'll kill the bastard. Just give me a name. I shook my head. I only wanted some fresh air. Is this about what you heard inside? He stepped closer. Amira, I never led you on. His words hurt me. You never told me you were getting engaged either. I'm your boss. I don't have to share my plans with you, he snapped. Then he saw my face, saw me trembling. His voice softened. It's an arrangement that can't be helped. I must marry her. A marriage isn't just an arrangement, Don Niccolo. Well, this is. I feel nothing for Francesca, only that she and her father have me cornered. I need the second mafia family loyal to me now when there are rogues moving around. I have to maintain the peace of the city. My heart pounded. So, you don't love her? I'm incapable of the feeling. I have no affection for any woman whatsoever. Except with you. The air left my lungs. I told you to stay away from me, not to come near me. His jaw clenched. Do you know why? I couldn't speak. Because every time I see you, I lose control. Every time you walk past me, I want to drag you somewhere private and make you mine. He moved closer. His breath touched my skin. Every night I stare at that painting, wishing it was you in my bed, wishing I could touch every inch of you. Heat flooded my body. But I can't have you, not the way I want. Not when I'm marrying someone else in 60 days. Then why are you telling me this? Why torture me? Because I'm selfish. Because even though I know I should let you go, I can't. Because the thought of you with another man makes me want to burn this whole city down. My breath came fast. I want you, Amira. God help me. I want you so badly, it's destroying me. Then take me. The words escaped before I could stop them. His eyes went dark, hungry. You don't know what you're asking. I know exactly what I'm asking. His thumb traced my bottom lip. Rough, possessive. If I touch you now, I won't stop. I won't be gentle. I won't hold back. I don't want you to. A growl rumbled in his chest. His control broke. His mouth crushed against mine. Hard, demanding. His hands gripped my waist, pulled me against him. I gasped. His kiss claimed me fully. My fingers tangled in his hair, pulled him closer. He lifted me. My legs wrapped around him. He carried me deeper into the garden, where no one could see. My back hit a wall, his body pressed against mine. Every hard plane, every muscle. Tell me to stop. His lips moved down my neck. Tell me you don't want this. Don't stop. My head fell back. Please don't stop. His hand slid under my dress, held me close against him. You're mine tonight. Yes, the word came out breathless. I'm yours. His mouth found mine again, hungrier, desperate. This was wrong. He was engaged. I was just the maid. But nothing had ever felt more right. His hands moved over my back, shoulders and arms, memorizing, connecting, holding. You're so beautiful, his voice vibrated against my skin. So perfect. My fingers fumbled with his shirt buttons. I needed to feel him, needed to be closer. He helped, tore the shirt open, buttons scattered. My hands pressed against his chest, felt his heart hammering, as wild as mine. I've wanted this, from the moment I saw you. Me too, my confession tumbled out. I've wanted you too. His eyes blazed. Then let me have you, all of you, just for tonight. I nodded.
His mouth claimed mine again, and I lost myself in him. Nothing else mattered. Not his engagement, not my job, not the consequences. Just this. Just us. Just now. He kissed my cheek, my forehead, each touch sending shivers of emotion through me. Last chance, his voice strained. Tell me no and I'll stop. Don't you dare stop. He smiled against my skin. Good. His hands held my waist over the fabric, letting me feel his strength and care. The tension between us built, higher, hotter, every kiss deeper than the last, every moment closer than before. I gasped softly against him. Quiet, Amira. His breath came ragged against my ear, or everyone will hear. I bit my lip, tried to stay silent, but the way he held me, the way he touched me, made it impossible. That's it. His mouth found mine again. Let me hear you. The world spun. Nothing existed but him. His hands, his lips, his presence. Look at me. His command pulled me out of the haze. I want to see your face. My eyes opened, met his. The intensity there stole my breath. Like he was memorizing this moment. Like he never wanted to forget. You're mine. His forehead pressed against mine. Our breathing synced. Right now, you're all mine.
The tension built inside me, then eased, leaving me trembling in his embrace. His name escaped my lips, Nicolo. He held me close, comforting.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Pounding me through every shiver. Finally, I collapsed against him, breathless, undone. He held me, his heart beating fast against mine. I'd been dying to hold you, his lips pressed against my temple. This was the perfect way to end the night. Reality crashed back. 60 days. He was marrying someone else in 60 days. Tears burned my eyes. "Don't cry." His thumb wiped them away. "Not tonight. Tonight is ours. Let's not think about tomorrow." I nodded, buried my face in his neck. He carried me to a bench, sat with me in his lap, held me like I was precious, like I mattered. "I wish things were different," he murmured. "I want to keep you. You can't. Are you sure about that?" I stayed silent. I didn't know what to say. My heart couldn't refuse him. "Amira," he tilted my chin up. "I know that what we did tonight can't happen again." A jolt of pain hit me. "You're right. After tonight, I have to stay away from you. I have to marry Francesca, for my family, for the city, for everything I've built." "I understand, but I didn't. Not really. How could he touch me like this and then walk away? How could he make me feel things I'd never felt and then marry someone else?" "I should go," I tried to stand. His arms tightened. "Not yet. Give me a few more minutes, please." The please overwhelmed me. I settled back against him, let him hold me. We sat there in the garden, listening to the party inside, knowing this was all we'd ever have. One stolen moment, and then nothing. I became the lady crushing on her boss from far away. We had agreed to stay away from each other, but it was hard. Every time he walked past the hallway, his scent filled the air. I breathed it in, held it, and when his voice echoed through the mansion, I chased the sound, followed it without him knowing. I watched him in the pool, water dripping down his chest, my breath caught every time. Then I saw him on the patio, relaxing, muscles loose. Seeing him in the garden reminded me of the night we got lost in each other, the night I fell apart in his arms. I had to snap out of it. "Hey, new maid." Brad, one of Nicola's bodyguards, shouted as I walked toward the mansion from the garden. He handed me a watch. "It's a family heirloom. Costs a huge fortune. Don Nicolo has been looking for it. Do me a favor and hand it to him." "I think it would be best if you do it yourself." "Look, the watch dropped by mistake. Now it's broken. Better a maid takes the brunt of Don Nicolo's anger than me," he smirked. "After all, I've been noticing the way you look at my boss. If I were you, I wouldn't have big dreams. You have absolutely nothing to offer the boss. Now, off you go." He scared me. I couldn't say no to one of Nicolo's closest men. In the order of ranking at the mansion, I was the lowest, just a maid, and a new one. I knocked on Nicolo's office door. "Come in." He looked up from his desk. His eyes widened. "Amira," he stood. "Walk towards me. What are you doing here?" "I was told to give this to you." I handed over the watch. He took it, examined it. "You broke it." "I swear I didn't." His jaw clenched. "So Brad did, and he behaved like a coward and gave it to you. I told you to stay away from me, Amira." He handed wrapped around my waist.
I'm sorry about the watch. Please don't tell Brad I said anything. Fuck Brad. I'll handle him later. He pulled me against him, and as pissed as I am about the watch, it's the least I'm thinking about right now. He kissed me. He lifted me, placed me on the desk. His mouth never left mine. I want to see my friend. Back off, Carlo. A voice came from outside. Niccolo froze. He recognized it. He placed me back on the floor just as a man walked in. Franco, Niccolo welcomed him. They hugged, spoke. I could see they were close friends. Franco had just returned from an operation Niccolo gave him. Franco's eyes found me, looked over me. Niccolo growled, "She's off limits." Franco laughed. "If you weren't engaged to my sister, I'd think she was your woman." Niccolo's jaw tightened. "Amira, leave. I'll see you later." I left. The next day, I cleaned Franco's room. He came from behind, touched me. "No," I stepped back. He moved closer. "I'll give you money, a better job, whatever you want." "I'm not interested, sir." I tried to leave. But he cornered me, leaned in. "No!" I screamed. "Help! Someone help!" The door crashed open. Niccolo tore Franco away from me. His fist connected with Franco's face. "I told you to stay the fuck away from her." He beat him, again, again, until Franco was blue and black. Then Niccolo turned to me. His hands scanned my body, my arms, my face. "Did he hurt you?" "I'm fine." I hugged him. "Thank you for saving me." My phone rang. I pulled away, looked at the screen. "It's my family." I hesitated. "Go ahead." "Hi, Mom." I answered the call. Silence. Then, her voice, shaking, crying. I gasped. Niccolo stared at me, worried, as I ended the call. The loan shark who gave us our house came with an eviction notice. They threatened my family, they pushed my brother, and now he's badly injured, I revealed. "Say no more." Niccolo followed me to our small house. He met my parents as we rushed my younger brother to the hospital. 2 days passed. Daniel wasn't getting better, so the doctors informed us that he needed surgery. Niccolo handled the bills. They climbed to $1.5 million. They had to operate on Daniel's leg. Daniel screamed that the pain was too much. "You'll be fine." Niccolo sat beside him, played with him, made him laugh through the tears. I saw a side of Niccolo I'd never seen before. After hours, the surgery ended. It was over. Daniel would be fine. Niccolo placed men around our house so the loan sharks wouldn't come back. He drove me to a big house in an expensive part of the city. "It's yours. You and your family can move in." I stared, bewildered, amazed. Soon we moved in. My parents thanked Niccolo over and over. He told me I could stay, care for Daniel. But that night I knocked on his bedroom door. He opened it. Shocked. "Amira?" I stepped inside, afraid someone would see. "I just wanted to say thank you, Don Niccolo, for everything. You can take the cost out of my salary. I'll find a way to pay you back in full." "Don't worry about it. I wanted to help you. You can go to sleep now. Good night, Amira." But I kissed him. His arms came around me. His lips moved everywhere, caressing. Tasting. "I want you so bad." His voice rumbled with need. Then he stopped. "I want you so bad." He stepped back. "But I don't want to take advantage of you, Amira. We don't have to go further than this. This isn't why I helped you." He walked to the door, opened it. "Go, Amira, now." I saw the struggle in him, the war raging behind his eyes. But my feet wouldn't move. "Niccolo." His hand gripped the doorknob, knuckles white. "Please leave, before I do something we'll both regret." "What if I don't want to leave?" He turned, His eyes blazed. Amira, do you have any idea what I want to do to you? If you did, you'd run. I stepped closer. Show me. A growl tore from his throat. He slammed the door shut. He was on me, his mouth claiming mine, hands gripping my waist, pulling me close until there was no space left between us. This is your last chance, he breathed against my lips. Walk away now, or I'll keep you all night. I'm not walking away. He lifted me, my legs instinctively wrapping around him as he carried me to the bed. He laid me down gently, his body hovering over me. I've tried so hard to stay away from you, but you make it impossible. His hands slid over my sides, as if he were memorizing me. Perfect, he murmured, his mouth tracing my collarbone. You're perfect. My fingers fumbled with his shirt, pushing it away until I could feel his warmth against me. It felt as if nothing else existed but him. Tell me you want this, he said softly, his forehead resting against mine. Tell me you want me. I want you. I always have. The last of his restraint vanished. He kissed me again, deeper this time, desperate and full of everything we couldn't say out loud. The world faded until there was nothing but us, breathless, tangled, lost in a moment that felt endless. I clung to him, to the warmth, to the illusion that this night could last forever. When it was over, he held me close, his lips brushing my hair. Stay, he said quietly. Just for tonight, stay with me. I nodded as his arms wrapped around me. The next morning, I wanted to stand and leave. Niccolò held me back down. It's better I leave now before we get caught. I tried to move again. He wouldn't budge. What are you so afraid of? I don't want anyone to think I'm sleeping with the boss. Isn't that what we just did last night? He teased, brushing his lips against my skin. I moved and winced. Niccolò noticed. I'm sorry. I should have been more gentle. No, I'll be fine. I'm glad my first time was with you. He smiled. Thank you for letting me in. We kissed again. The door opened. Francesca stood there. The flowers in her hand dropped. Her jaw tightened. She screamed. Who the hell are you? She lunged at me. Niccolò stopped her. Get a hold of yourself, Francesca. Who is she? Francesca glared at me. She is none of your business. Why are you here unannounced? Who the bloody hell let you in? Carlo came in, shocked at the scene. His boss and a maid he recognized. Boss, I'm so sorry. She said you were expecting her. She lied. Carlo, don't fucking let anyone in without my say-so. Yes, boss. Niccolò turned to me. I wrapped myself with the white sheets, wanted to run. He held me back. Wait for me outside. What? Francesca's voice rose. Don't make me repeat.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Keep myself out now. Francesca ran off, scared. He turned to me. I'm so sorry. It's all my fault. I should have left. I scrambled for my clothes. This was a mistake. Don't regret a damn thing, Amira, because I won't. But your fiancé, what about the arrangement with their family? You said the city needed it. Yeah, I'll handle it. He held me, his lips locked on mine again. I pulled away, left. Niccolò and Francesca's yelling echoed through his study. Loud enough, everyone knew what happened. I felt embarrassed as I walked down the hall. The other maids stared at me. The guards, too. Miss Beatrice, the house manager, and her two minions blocked me. How dare you sleep with the boss? What makes you so special that you're the only employee he chose to have a good time with? She slapped me. I regret hiring you, you shameless slut, sleeping with a man who has a fiancé. You don't understand. Niccolò and I are... I held my stinging cheek. Niccolò? So you call him by his name now? She raised her hand again. I caught it. I only let the first one go because you gave me a job. Don't think of doing that again. The other girls moved toward me. I stopped them with my hand. Touch me and you'll have Don Niccolò to contend with. If he messed Franco up so badly for me, what do you think he'll do to all of you? You're the reason Franco, Don Niccolò's best friend for many years, is unconscious in a hospital. The house manager shook her head. What does Don Niccolò see in you? Something neither of you will ever understand. I stormed off. Soon Francesca found me cleaning the living room. She threatened me. You better leave, or I'll make sure every member of your miserable family turns up dead. I panicked. That evening, I went back home. She'd threatened my family, so I couldn't stay. But the next morning, Niccolò arrived at my home, standing by his car. My mother called me downstairs. Why did you leave? He wasted no time in asking. You can't be here. Go back to your fiancé. I called it off. What? How did they take it? Very bad. He brushed it off. Don Luca has a bone with me, first for Franco, now for calling off the wedding. You shouldn't call off the wedding. I don't want any trouble. Too late for that, Amira, because all I want now is you. And Don Niccolò always gets what he wants, and a lot of times that brings trouble. I sighed. This is all my fault. He yanked me close to him. You have done nothing wrong. Only made me see I didn't want to be in a loveless marriage. You thought I didn't believe in love? I didn't. Not until you. He paused. The last woman I gave a chance screwed one of my rivals, wanted to pin the child on me. Unfortunately for her, Carlo found out. When I saw Franco so close to you, I wanted to kill him. I couldn't stand anyone taking you away from me. Not a chance. I smiled. Niccolò smiled with me. So what's going to happen now? The family would have to prepare for a war. Oh no, isn't there another way? I'd have to suck it up to Don Luca, marry Francesca, forgive Franco, and accept him as my brother-in-law. And I'm not doing any of those. You'd start a war for me? I won't deny it. As the mafia boss, I should marry Francesca. They are the next powerful family. If I have their loyalty, it'll keep the men on their side in check. I tried to offer her and her family more benefits, so long as it just remains a transactional marriage. But Francesca doesn't want a marriage with you in it, and I don't want a life without you. Hell, I was wrong for even considering marrying her for a second when you're all that I want. You really want me? I flushed. Let me take you out of here, and I'll show you just how much. He whispered in my ear. Seductive. The words sent emotions down my core. What's going to happen now? I expect they are plotting revenge against me. Now we go back home and prepare for what's coming. We drove back to the mansion. Tension filled the air. The staff avoided me, their stares full of judgment. Whispers followed me everywhere. Niccolò held my hand. Ignore them. But I couldn't. That night, he came to my room, locked the door behind him. I don't want you sleeping alone anymore. People will talk. Let them talk.
I don't care what anyone thinks. He pulled me close. You're mine, and everyone needs to know it. His mouth found mine, hungry, possessive. He lifted me, my legs instinctively wrapping around him. He carried me to the bed and laid me down gently. I need you. His voice came out rough. His hands moved over me slowly, savoring every moment. His lips followed, tracing warmth along my skin. Niccolo, I breathed his name. Say it again. Niccolo. He groaned, losing control. His touch deepened, drawing me closer until I could feel his heartbeat against mine. You're everything. I didn't know I needed. He whispered against my lips. The world disappeared around us. Only the two of us existed. Each breath, each touch, felt like electricity jolting through me, a passion neither of us could break. Are you okay? His eyes searched mine.
Yes, I whispered. Every moment with you feels so good. The rhythm between us grew deeper, more desperate, more intense. All I could do was hold on to him. I love you. The words slipped out before I could stop them. He froze, his gaze locking with mine. My heart pounded. Maybe I shouldn't have said it. Then he smiled. Really? I nodded. Yes. I love you, Niccolo Morelli. I love you too, Amira. God help me. I love you. He kissed me again. We moved slower this time. Our breath tangled together. He drew me close until there was no space left between us. And everything felt so right. I'm not letting you go. No matter what war comes, you're mine, he growled. I'm yours. We fell asleep tangled together. The war could wait, but tonight was ours. Our feelings for each other grew even stronger. Niccolo kept me close whenever he could, never letting me out of his sight. We spent most of our time together, unbothered by the other maids who thought I was undeserving of the boss and should spend my time working instead of being with him. Even his men were uneasy about how many hours Niccolo spent with me, convinced I was just a distraction. 3 weeks passed calmly, with no sign of war between the mafia gangs. Then the attacks began. Don Luca struck first, hit one of Niccolo's turfs on the east side, burned it to the ground. The next night, another warehouse went up in flames. Then another. He declared war. I watched Niccolo pace his office, phone pressed to his ear, barking orders. His men moved in and out, reports flooding in. Don Luca had amassed soldiers, more than expected. He spread lies. He'd told them that Don Niccolo plans to kill the heads of families because he wanted absolute power. The families wavered. Some believed the lies. Others stayed neutral. But division spread through the city like a disease. Niccolo slammed his fist on the desk. Don Luca knows better than to come here. He's baiting me, wants me to leave the mansion unprotected. Carlo nodded. What do you want to do, boss? We fortify. Double the guards. No one gets in or out without clearance. And just like that, Niccolo strengthened the security around the mansion. No attack could happen here without being seen from miles away. Days passed in a blur. Niccolo barely slept. He strategized constantly. I brought him food, coffee, tried to make him rest, but he refused. I can't stop now. He took my hand as I stared at him. Not when they're plotting my downfall. It wasn't long before Franco appeared at the mansion gates. Bruises still colored his face from Niccolo's beating, but he walked with arrogance, like he owned the place. Francesca stood beside him, her expression cold. Carlo escorted them to Niccolo's office. I stayed in the hallway, listening. You bastard, Niccolo greeted him with a punch. Give me one reason why I should let you live this place alive. You look like hell, old friend. Franco mocked him. Kill me and there'll be no chance of ending this war. Niccolo grunted. Then why are you here? Get to the point. The point is simple. Francesca stepped forward. I'll forget your misstep if you marry me. Leave that maid trashed on Niccolo. I've convinced my brother and father. Say yes and they'll back off. All the attacks will stop in a blink of an eye. She snapped her fingers. No, Niccolo retorted coldly.
You're willing to lose everything for a nobody? She's just a maid, a warm body to have a good time, nothing more. Niccolo's chair scraped back. Get out, before I finish what I started. Your pride will destroy you, Francesca's voice shook. My father won't stop. He'll take everything from you, your territory, your men, your power. Let him try, Niccolo barked. You're a fool, Franco shook his head. We were brothers once. I'm giving you a chance to end this. We stopped being brothers the moment you touched what's mine. Francesca gasped. What's yours? You mean that slut? Bang! The sound of a gunshot rang out. I jumped and opened the door. Niccolo's men rushed into the office, ready to protect their boss. But he clearly didn't need saving. I doubted he ever did. Niccolo had fired into the wall beside Francesca's head. Call her that again, I dare you. Francesca screamed, stumbled backward. Franco dragged her toward the door. This isn't over, Niccolo. You'll regret choosing her over your empire. You slut, you'll pay for this, Francesca screamed when she saw me, and they fled in fear. I ran to Niccolo. He stood there, gun still in hand, breathing hard. Niccolo, I'm fine. He set the gun down, turned to me. You should have married her, I sighed. Ended this. Never. He crossed to me, cupped my face. I'd rather burn my empire to the ground than spend one day without you. People are dying because of me. People are dying because Don Luca is a greedy bastard who can't accept losing. He kissed my forehead. This was always coming. You just gave me a reason to fight. And he was right. More attacks came. Niccolo lost 3 more warehouses, 2 turfs, 15 men. But he fought back, hit Don Luca's supply routes, cut off his weapons shipments. The war escalated. Bodies piled up on both sides. I barely saw Niccolo. He spent nights in his war room, planning, strategizing. When he did come to bed, he held me tight, like I might disappear. I'm scared, I whispered. Don't be. I won't let anything happen to you. What if they come for me? Use me against you? They won't get the chance. He kissed me. I've tripled your security. You're the most protected person in this city. His hands moved over my body, reassuring himself that I was safe. I need you. His voice came out desperate. I need to forget about the war tonight. He kissed me harder, hungrier. He held me close, our bodies pressed together. Every heartbeat quickened, every touch more urgent. We moved together, fast, desperate. His breath came heavy against my neck. You make me want to be a better man, he murmured. I clung to him, matching his rhythm. The tension between us built, higher, faster. We gave in to it, trembling as everything around us faded away. He collapsed beside me and drew me into his arms. I love you, he whispered. No matter what happens, remember that. Fear gripped me. What are you planning? To end this, once and for all. The next morning, he gathered his men, Carlo, Brad, Roberto, his most trusted soldiers. Tonight, we end Don Luca, Niccolo retorted. He thinks he's won, that I'm distracted. We'll show him exactly how wrong he is. The men nodded, ready. I grabbed Niccolo's arm. Let me come with you. Absolutely not. I can help. You'll stay here where it's safe. He kissed me. I'll come back to you, I promise. He left with his men. I paced the mansion, waiting as the hours crawled by. And then my phone rang. Hello? I answered the call. This is Carlo, ma'am. The boss instructed me to give you an update. Don Luca is dead. Franco, too. Francesca is in custody. Relief flooded through me. Thank God! And Niccolo? He's on his way back. I ran downstairs and waited by the door. The car pulled up. Niccolo stepped out with blood on his shirt, exhaustion in his eyes. But he smiled when he saw me. I threw myself into his arms. He held me tight. It's over! We won! We went inside. He cleaned up, changed clothes. Then he found me sitting on his bed. I need to ask you something. He knelt down. My heart stopped. He took out a small box and opened it, revealing a stunning ring, clearly expensive. The diamond glimmered, and for a moment I forgot to breathe. I know my world is brutal, dangerous, not what you signed up for, but I can't imagine my life without you. You're everything to me, Amira. Marry me. Be my wife,
my partner. My eyes filled with tears. Yes, yes, I'll marry you. He slid the ring on my finger, his lips capturing mine. Now, you'll always be mine. Forever, I whispered, giving in to his kiss. He lifted me effortlessly, holding me close. I want to celebrate, he murmured with emotion, properly. Then he laid me on the bed. His hands caressed me, his touch lingering as he traced every curve of my body. My future wife, Mrs. Morelli, he whispered, drawing me closer. Every part of me belongs to you. I'm yours, I breathed. Only yours. And I'm yours, he murmured back. We stayed wrapped in each other through the night. When morning came, we lay tangled together, his ring on my finger, his love in my heart. The war was over.
Our future was beginning. What happens now? I asked. He smiled. Now we rebuild, together, and nothing will ever tear us apart again. He kissed me, and I believed him. It had been weeks of planning, and the day had finally come, my wedding day. I woke before dawn, too excited to sleep. My fingers played with the ring on my finger. This was real. A knock on the door. Come in, I echoed. Miss Beatrice, the house manager, entered. Head bowed, hands trembling. Miss Amira, may I speak with you? Of course. She knelt before me. Please, don't fire me. I was cruel to you, hateful. I don't deserve your mercy, but I'm begging you. I need this job. My family depends on it. I stared at her in shock. The woman who'd once cornered me with the other maids was now on her knees, begging. I stood and walked toward her, feeling pity for her. She flinched, expecting anger from me. But I helped her up. I forgive you, I whispered. Her eyes widened. What? You gave me this job. If you hadn't, I never would have met Niccolo or found love. I smiled. Thank you for taking a chance on me. She broke down crying. Thank you. Thank you so much, ma'am. You're welcome. Now help me get ready. I have a wedding to prepare for. She nodded, wiping her tears. Yes, future Mrs. Morelli. I grinned at the sound of my new name, Amira Queen Morelli. The staff moved differently now. They bowed when they passed me, calling me ma'am, Mrs. Morelli, the Mafia Queen. Life had changed so quickly. Brad found me in the garden. He looked nervous, holding something in his hands. Miss Amira, I wanted to apologize for my past actions, for being rude, for the watch. Brad, it's fine. No, it's not. He held out a small box. Don Niccolo had me repair it. It's perfect now. I opened the box. Inside was Niccolo's watch, the one that had been cracked. Now it was fixed, looking flawless and new. You don't have to worry. All is forgiven. I'll give this to him. Thank you. Brad smiled. Don Niccolo is different now, because of you. Better. I'm glad the boss found the right woman for him. Thank you, Brad. He bowed, left me alone with my thoughts. Noon arrived. My family arrived in black cars. Niccolo had sent for them, brought them safely to the mansion. My mom cried when she saw me. She touched my dress, my hair, the ring. My baby girl, you're getting married. I am, Mom. Daniel, my brother, hugged me, excitement all over his face. He's handsome and rich and powerful. And he loves you, Mom smiled. That's what matters most. Look at all he's done for us, giving us a house, paying for your brother's hospital bills, even settling all our debts. Then Dad took my hands. Are you happy? Yes, Dad, I'm so happy. Then I'm happy too. He kissed my forehead. We're grateful for all he has done for us, but he better treat you right. Mafia boss or not, he answers to me if he hurts you. I laughed. He won't, I promise. The ceremony began at sunset. The garden transformed into a fairy tale. White roses everywhere, candles glowing, music playing softly. Guests filled the chairs, mafia families from across the city, allies and associates. I stood in the room, staring at myself in the mirror. My gown was breathtaking, white lace with shining stones. The off-shoulder design framed my collarbones, and the fishtail style hugged my body perfectly, flowing behind me. My hair was swept up and my makeup was flawless. I felt like a queen. Parlo knocked. It's time, Miss Amira. She won't be a miss long. Dad appeared at my side, offering his arm. Ready? I took a deep breath. Ready. The music changed. The doors opened. Everyone stood. I walked down the aisle with Dad beside me, but I only saw Niccolo. He stood at the altar in a black suit, looking powerful and perfect. His eyes locked on mine, and he smiled warmly. My heart soared. Dad handed me over, kissed my cheek, and stepped back. Niccolo took my hands. You're beautiful. You look dashing yourself. He grinned. The priest began, words I barely heard. I was too focused on Niccolo, on this moment. Then came the vows, the mafia way. Niccolo Morelli, do you take Amira Queen to be your lawfully wedded wife, to satisfy her with your wealth, body, and soul, to defend her and protect her till death do you part? I do, his voice rang certain. The priest turned to me. Amira, do you take Niccolo to be your lawfully wedded husband, to accept his cause as yours, to give him your loyalty, body, and soul all the days of your life, till death do you part? I looked into his eyes and saw my future. I do. Then, by the power vested in me, I now pronounce you husband and wife, the priest smiled. You may kiss your bride. Niccolo drew me close, his hand cupping my face. You're stuck with me now, he whispered. Mine, always. Yes, there's nowhere else I'd rather be. He kissed me passionately, claiming me in front of everyone watching. The guests erupted in applause, cheers, and whistles, but I didn't hear them. I only felt Niccolo, his lips, his love, his promise. I love you, Mrs. Morelli, he whispered, his eyes fixed on mine. I beamed. I love you too. We turned to face the crowd, hands joined. May I introduce you all to Mr. and Mrs. Morelli, the Mafia King and his Queen? Carlo raised his glass, his voice filled with pride. To the Don and his Queen, the crowd echoed. We walked down the aisle together, husband and wife. The reception was magnificent. Food, wine, music, and dancing. Niccolo held me close on the dance floor. Happy? He asked. More than I ever thought possible. Good, because I plan to make you this happy every day for the rest of our lives. He kissed me again. Around us, the mafia celebrated, but it felt like we were alone, just us, in our own world. Who would have thought it? I whispered. A maid and a mafia boss. Not me, he murmured, spinning me gently to face him. You're not a maid anymore, my queen. He kissed my neck, then my shoulder, setting my skin on fire. Should we say goodnight to the guests? I breathed. They can celebrate without us, he whispered, as he moved his hands over my dress. I have more important things to do. Like what?
like making love to my wife. He swept me into his arms and carried me inside as the guests cheered until we disappeared from sight. This was our night, our beginning. The rest of the night ended in passionate bliss. Afterward, we lay tangled together, his ring on my finger, my head resting on his chest. "I never believed in love," he whispered. "I thought it was a weakness, a distraction. And now? Now I know choosing you is the best fucking decision of my life." He kissed my hair tenderly. "I've been betrayed before, and I vowed never to let it happen again. But you changed me, Amira, turned this hardened man into someone who knows how to love. And you showed me I was worth more than I ever thought. You're worth everything to me." He tilted my chin up, his eyes on mine. "And I'll spend the rest of my life proving it." We kissed again. Outside, the party continued, the mafia celebrating their new queen. Inside, it was just us, celebrating each other. The cold-hearted Don Niccolo found love, and it changed him forever. Changed us both. This was our happily ever after, and nothing would ever tear us apart again.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.